93.9 The Eagle and 93.9 TheEagle.com. Welcome into Wake Up Columbia. Lauren Houser is here.
Good morning.
There's Brad. Glad to have him back.
Yep, thanks.
Anna, the producer, is here.
Morning.
My name is Brandon Rothert. And let's bring in, from Centerpoint Hospital of Columbia, Jennifer Bandy. First of all, what do you guys do at Centerpoint Hospital?
We are a psychiatric inpatient hospital in northern Columbia, Missouri.
All right. And so what kind of services do you provide?
We provide inpatient psychiatric services as well as outpatient programming.
And then, so do you guys do one of the things you offer, like the group therapy?
Yes, we do. Yeah. Intensive outpatient programming.
Yeah. So what, any idea, any thoughts as to, like, some people might choose to see a psychiatrist, other people might choose to go to group therapy. Are there benefits, one or the other?
Yes. I think the psychiatrist can help with helping the patient know which path might be best and creating a treatment plan that's best for them, whether that involves medication management or simply inpatient services or outpatient group programming.
Yeah. And then what about, because I know a lot of people, when we're talking about group therapy, they're like, well, what's the benefit to me sitting around in a room with some strangers talking about some very personal stuff?
Well, there are a lot of benefits to group therapy. I would say foremost is probably the knowledge for the patient that they're not alone in their struggles and whatever issues they bring to the table. They see that, hey, other people are also suffering with this as well.
Our guest is Jennifer Bandy. She is the Director of Outpatient Services, Centerpoint Hospital of Columbia. One of the other things that is happening now, transcranial magnetic stimulation. And this is, and by the way, this is one of the things that I've always been a big proponent of, making sure, you know, if you're having some, and I hate to use the phrase mental issues. I feel like it there's a stigma there, but whether it's depression or something like that, whether it's something that, you know, it's situational or if it's something that's deep-rooted, I've always believed that, especially with guys, because I think guys have a harder time talking about those issues, you think?
Sometimes.
Yeah, we're stubborn. We got a lot of pride. Because we do. A lot of us think, oh, I can fix this, or I just, you know, got to pick myself up by my bootstraps and do all this. But I've always been a big believer, you know, these are things that we should be talking about. So what is transcranial magnetic stimulation?
TMS is a treatment option for individuals suffering with treatment-resistant depression. It's non-invasive, and it is something that we do in the outpatient clinic at the hospital using state-of-the-art technology, which involves the use of magnetic fields to stimulate targeted nerve cells in the brain. Often these nerve cells are identified in patients with treatment-resistant depression as underactive, and often the diagnosis for these patients is major depressive disorder.
Wow. I talk 93.9 The Eagle and 93.9TheEagle.com. And is this fairly new here in Columbia?
Somewhat, yes. Yeah. And it is something that there is research behind, and it is a proven non-drug treatment shown to significantly reduce symptoms of depression.
So there's benefit. Let's say somebody say, I've tried the meds, I've tried group therapies, I've tried combinations, this stuff isn't working, but there are some studies that show there is some relief from major depression.
Yes.
So how physically does that work? I mean, can you give me this kind of like a physical description of how that actually works?
There is a chair that the patient sits in, and they're guided by the psychiatrist and nursing assistant to target the machine, which is all, the brain is mapped at the first appointment so that the underactive areas are targeted, and then the treatment each day for several weeks, it is a longer-term treatment option, is targeted for as little as 30 minutes a day.
Mm-hmm.
And in the physical chair in the outpatient clinic.
So is it like you're sitting under something that might look like a blow dryer, like a hair dryer? No, I'm just trying to get a picture of this, because if there's some benefit to this, it would be interesting if people could find out more at Center Point Hospital about, you know, people who have for years have been dealing with stuff. This might be something folks really want to look into.
It is not exactly like a blow dryer, but there is a small mechanism that is placed on the head while you're sitting in the comfort of a chair, similar to a dentist's office when you get to watch TV. There's a TV in front of you. You're not alone in the room, and you're able to carry on a conversation while this non-invasive treatment is being offered.
That is interesting, because I had never even heard of that. Jennifer Bandy, Center Point Hospital of Columbia, joining us. By the way, do you offer services for children too?
Yes, our psychiatric services for inpatients start at age 5.
All right, so you do kids, and adults can seek help too. So what if, like, how does the process work if somebody right now, it's 8:42 in the morning, and they're listening and they're thinking, you know, yeah, I've thought, you know, maybe I'd want to see somebody. Typically, how does that work?
So a patient can call the CenterPoint Outpatient Programs at 573-615-2010 or log on to CenterPointHospitalColumbia.com and ask to schedule an appointment as a new patient for outpatient services. If you do believe that you are in danger of harming yourself or someone else, important to call 911 or proceed to your nearest emergency room or come to the hospital, right? So we have the evaluation, which can take place for inpatient services or outpatient, depending on the needs of the patient.
Mm-hmm. Very cool.
It's now entering the holiday season officially. We've had Thanksgiving, and so now we've got Christmas and New Year's. And this is a time I think a lot of people might find themselves getting overwhelmed, maybe stressed and depressed over certain circumstances in their life. Maybe they have financial problems and they can't provide the holiday for their family. Loneliness, because people are by themselves. What is the best way for people, if you're not thinking you've got these, you know, emotional things that you've been dealing with for a long period of time, but it's more situational because of the holidays that are here. What can you advise people to do? Would it be certainly appropriate to contact you, just even if it's just something that you're feeling overwhelmed about today?
Yes, absolutely. We do offer intensive outpatient programming, which is group therapy 3 days a week in our outpatient clinic. And I think sometimes the holidays can evoke some of those underlying issues that maybe we know we've needed to work on, but being around family, stressors, pressure, financial stress often accompanies the holidays. And so sometimes it's a great reminder to us that, hey, we do need to work on this. We do need to get help. And there is support out there for people here in Columbia.
Very cool. And what is it that you like about what you do?
Contributing to the healing of people who are suffering.
That's very cool. Jennifer Bandy, Center Point Hospital of Columbia. You can call 573-615-2010. The website might be a good start. Check out the website, CenterPointHospitalColumbia.com. Jennifer, thanks for coming in and sharing a little bit about what's going on there at Center Point Hospital. Anything else that we need to add?
No, thank you very much for having me. I appreciate it.